Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Got a quick question for the audience here. Go to our website, because we're going to ask you a very important question here. Go to conwayandwhitman.com.
Be a web poll.
And if you scroll down, maybe about three-quarters of the way down, right under my video of me doing my impersonation of Cher, which is very entertaining.
Yes, and getting a lot of hits, but this particular web poll is really toward the bottom of the page.
Yeah. Which one of these lovely ladies would you like to take to Hawaii? And there's two ladies there. If you had to choose between the very lovely Miriam Brandis.
And she is.
Or the stunningly beautiful Estelle Siegel.
And she is.
Which one would you like to take to Hawaii for a weekend? You know what we should do is we should call these ladies and see if they'll do this.
Well, I don't think anyone in the audience really...
I don't know. You never know, man.
All right.
Some people like that.
Well, I looked at both of them, Tim.
And call us here. Which one would you rather take to Hawaii for the weekend? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Can I ask you a question, Tim, about the weekend in Hawaii and what it actually entails, what it means?
I mean, it's a long weekend. I think you leave on Thursday night after work, and you get there late Thursday.
And I travel on the plane with the woman I pick.
Oh yeah, you rent a car. You drive out to the Kapalua Bay Hotel in Maui,
right?
And you check in.
How nice.
And you get a little late-night room service or maybe hit the bar because you'll be there in time to have a few drinks.
Now she'd be tired after that flight, don't you
think? She might be tired, yeah. But she might sleep on the – you know what? She'll probably complain that her shoes hurt her feet.
Well, she might take them off.
Probably a lot of that.
She'll probably take her shoes off on the airplane.
Yeah. She'll have her stocking feet up on your lap and
– oh, God.
What a turn on that is. All right. But anyway, and then on Friday you get up, you hit the beach. She's probably in a one-piece.
I would bet it all on a one piece.
Yeah, maybe with like that built-in skirt that comes.
That's right, and a little mesh kind of thing that goes around it, and a hat.
Yeah, big hat. And then you sit on the beach, and you may go snorkeling.
Oh God, would you really?
Yeah, she might put on a mask and snorkel around Kapalua Bay.
Is it possible that while she's doing this, I could stay in the room and sleep? Is that possible?
No, you got to be with her. Then you come in, maybe have a lunch near the pool.
Like a light lunch.
Take a nap.
Oh, all right, now let me stop you right there.
Yeah. There's one bed.
All right. Now, before the nap, anything you want to tell us about?
No. Nah. You do whatever you want to do. You're behind closed doors. You knock it out. Knock yourself out. Then you get up on Saturday. Maybe you take a drive.
What about Friday night? You didn't say Friday night.
Well, Friday night, maybe you go into Lahaina, get yourself some fresh seafood.
And get some Lahaina.
Yeah.
It's Lahaina, Rick.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of a sentence.
And you enjoy yourself in Lahaina. And then you bed down on Friday night. You get up Saturday. Maybe you take a drive around the island.
Oh,
you just enjoy yourself in Hawaii.
Sure, you really do. And you get to pick from one of these two women on our website at conwayandwhitman.com. Take a web poll. You scroll down. Which one of these lovely ladies would you take to Hawaii? If you had to choose between Miriam Brandis, she's on the left, or Estelle Siegel, she's on the right, to take to Hawaii for a weekend, who would you choose? And you can, just to the right of that, you can vote. Many have. I have. Tim, have you voted?
I voted, yeah.
Well, I'd like to get your vote. And
I'll tell you who I voted for.
All right, then I'll tell you who I voted for.
All right. I think the one on the left, I think it's Miriam, the lovely Miriam.
That's Miriam Brandis, yeah.
I think she's a little spunkier and a little taller.
A little wilder, maybe.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if the one on the right has a neck problem or if she's just posing like that for the photo. But I don't want to be caught up in the hotel room where she has to have a heating pad and, you know, she can't snorkel because her neck is on the fritz.
Well, so it sounds like you voted for Miriam.
I voted for the tall one, yeah.
Yeah, I voted for Miriam as well. Not because I don't find Estelle Siegel very attractive. And it seems that our audience members who are going to ConwayandWhitman.com to vote in this web poll, taking a look at these two chicks, they seem to agree 59% of our listeners have gone with Miriam, as you and I have. However, 41%, and that's nothing to sneeze at, have said Estelle's my gal.
I mean, ideally, I'd like to go with both of them. Well, but if you had to pick one.
Sure. I mean, you get that threesome going with these
yeah.
two.
Yeah. And she's going to be yours for the weekend. I got to go with MB, man.
Now, did you click on it to look at the close-up picture?
Yeah. That's a beauty.
Now it appears. Wait a minute.
All right. Here are the phone numbers, gang. If you want to call us up and tell us who would you rather go to Hawaii with, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The lovely Miriam Brandis, I believe, is ahead in the poll. Is that right?
Yes. That's by 59% to 41%. But if you look at the picture and you enlarge it to get a closer view, which I just did for the first time, it appears that Estelle Siegel is wearing some sort of ribbon. She appears to be some sort of contest winner, some sort of prize winner. She seems to have received some sort of designation as some sort of upstanding citizen. There's something going on. Yeah, something's going on there.
I like to see that ribbon on her chest. I think it might be from the coroner's office. Well, they may have just tagged her early before the lunch started. I think she made it through the lunch.
Tim, that's very, very
mean. It is so hard to imagine not growing to hate either one of these two.
Well, now, come on, Tim.
As you grow older with these two young ladies. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The poll up on the website. Who would you rather go to Hawaii with, the lovely Miriam Brandis or the mysterious and kittenish Estelle Siegel?
Oh.
I have something to say, and I don't want to – I hope they certainly – I hope Miriam and Estelle are not hearing this show because they look like great friends. And I fear that our web poll might tear apart a friendship. And I would hate for that to happen.
You know why I think I'd rather go with Miriam? Because I think if you're sitting next to the pool at the Kapalua Bay Hotel, very expensive hotel in Maui.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think if Estelle Siegel was sitting next to the pool with you.
Right.
And you did a cannonball and got her wet, I think she would complain. Where Miriam Brandis, I think she would see the humor in you cannonballing next to her and getting her all wet.
So is that the idea when you go to Hawaii with women, Tim, you like to cannonball and get them wet? I mean, is that kind of your move in Hawaii?
That's the only way I can do it nowadays. All right. You know, they're a big cannonball next to them. But also I think that if like a pool volleyball game broke out, you'd want to have the tall stick in there, right?
I also believe
it looks like Miriam Brandis is taller. She could play the net.
I also believe, and you brought up a very interesting point, if there were a volleyball game, I believe that Miriam, for whom we both voted, would go, yeah, come on, let's play. And Estelle would go, no, I'll watch. I'll stand over here and I'll watch.
It looks like also Miriam.
So I'm voting again for Miriam. Can I vote twice or just once?
It also looks like Miriam has spent some time in the Ford Air Tunnel, where they test cars for aerodynamics.
Well, I've never been there. I wouldn't know.
It looks like there's been a lot of she's gotten windburn.
Have you been some pullback? by the way, as you insult,
I'd actually like to go with Miriam Brandis. I'm not sure that Estelle Siegel looks like an early nighter.
Right.
She's not a night owl. She's sort of like more like a morning bird.
Right. She gets her coffee at 5:30 and sits outside on the lanai. Now, as you insult Estelle, you should know that she's...
I'm not insulting. Ideally, I'd like to go with both of them.
Sure, but you can't.
And have a three-way.
But you can't.
But you can't do that. You got to pick one of them.
Right. It looks like this. As Estelle is being insulted, she's picking up momentum. It's now 58% for Miriam, 42% for Estelle Siegel.
Hey. Also, I think that Miriam, the shorter one, I think she might be more into eating than the taller one. You know, I emailed this picture to Arsenio Hall, and I said, which one would you like? Estelle Siegel or Miriam Brandis. And he wrote something back, so effing funny. I can't use because there's some language in it. But he basically said, men are great. He said, I'm looking at this picture right now. And to be honest with you, I'd like to see the taller one's boobs. Oh, Drew in Los Angeles, you got a choice between Miriam Brandis and Estelle Siegel. They're up on our website at conwayandwhitman.com. Who are you going with?
I'll take Estelle.
Really? Now, you're in the minority. I mean, you know, if this
I
were...
Know.
Okay, and you know that.
What's the attraction to Estelle?
Well, I'll tell you something. First of all, I tend towards a tougher nut to crack.
Right.
I do. And I've got a softer touch. And I can see, I know her. You know what I mean? I know who, I know what she's about. And I'm,
your
I can,
dude
I can
is so
push,
high.
No, man, I can push the absolute perfect, the right buttons for her. No,
yeah, but don't you think that,
you know,
see,
her?
Drew, here's where I think you're wrong. I think that the taller one, Miriam Brandis.
Yeah.
I think she'll drink with you and have some fun.
She will.
I think Estelle drinks for the wrong reasons. I think she may drink and get real angry and depressed and check out early.
And fight with
like
Miriam?
That.
You think she'd fight?
Like
oh, you do?
You think she fights with Miriam when she drinks?
No, but she. I think when she gets like two drinks and she's angry as F. Mm-hmm. And the taller one seems to be a little lighter.
I think they're really good friends. And I think no matter what happened on this trip, it would be reported if you took Miriam or, as the caller has expressed a preference for, Estelle, the other would find out what happened on the trip because they're very tight. I think they're very good friends. Now, when you say you know her, you say you know Estelle.
Estelle keeps the situation real.
She keeps it real?
Yeah.
Right, and so you've encountered an Estelle Kagan before?
My stepmom.
Ah, okay. All right, perfect. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. You know, after this break, one of them's going to call us, and she said, won't this be fun? She's not going to tell us which one she is, but one of these ladies is going to call us, and we got to guess by just asking her questions.
Estelle Siegel. I called her Kagan, didn't I?
Estelle Siegel and Miriam Brandis.
Yes.
One of these lovely young ladies is going to call us. We've got to figure out who it is. All right. Check out the website, conwayandwhitman.com.
Whoa.
Who would you like to go to Hawaii with?
Oh, breaking news. Do we have breaking news, Jerry? Breaking news here at 97.1 Free FM. Anything, that news bed you use when Paul Majors comes on, anything. 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Tim Conway Jr., thank you. Brian Whitman in the 97.1 News Center with some breaking news. Estelle Siegel has just taken the lead. We cannot project a winner at this hour, but in the trip to Hawaii contest where our listeners are voting for either Miriam Brandis or Estelle Siegel, it's been Miriam's all night long, but Estelle Siegel has come from behind. It's now 51% to 49% Estelle Siegel. As this news continues to develop, we'll bring you the very latest. I'm Brian Whitman, 97.1, the news leader.
All right, which one would you rather go with here? ConwayandWhitman.com, and check out the lovely ladies there, Estelle Siegel and Miriam Brandis. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. We're going to hear from one of them after this commercial break. That's hot. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Got a web poll going on our website, conwayandwhitman.com. Check out. It's towards the bottom of the page. Which one of these lovely ladies would you like to take to Hawaii?
Yeah.
And here are the results, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Rather.
Dan Rather reporting for the CBS Evening News on our web poll. Who would you take to Hawaii? Would it be Miriam Brandis or Estelle Siegel? The votes are coming in, and I'll tell you, for these two candidates, it's getting hot. It's like a sauna. All they can do is sit around and sweat. Right now, up by a mere 3 votes, a statistical dead heat, Miriam Brandis has 50% to the formidable Estelle Siegel, who also has 50% of the vote. Dan Rather reporting for the CBS Evening News.
All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman show. We have one of these ladies on the phone right now, and Gina and Jerry and Randy, who work with us here, they didn't tell us which one it is. We got to sort of have to guess who it is.
Right. It's almost like, what was that game show where you'd guess who to tell the truth?
What's my line?
Right, or, something one of those old ones.
All right. Let's talk to the lovely lady here. Now, young lady, you are either Miriam or Estelle. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm either Miriam or Estelle, yes.
I'm sorry?
I'm either Miriam or Estelle.
Okay. Are we going to have to guess which one you are?
Oh, okay.
All right. We have just some simple questions, right?
How are you tonight, okay?
I'm fine, thank you. And I'm going to warn you in advance that I won't tell you who I am, but I will warn you if you make fun of my very, very dear friend, Miriam. Oh. I think we're going to have a problem because she's a dear friend, and
right,
I don't want to hear any bad things about
All right, thanks for playing along. All right, so this is Estelle Siegel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all right, baby.
You revealed yourself, Estelle.
It's 1:30 in the morning.
All right. Now, how's your neck? It looks like you got a crink in your neck there, baby. You look at the picture we're looking at on the internet?
Yes, that was taken at a banquet for the Jewish Women's Organization of the East Coast.
It looks like you won an award of some...
I won an award, yes.
What'd you win?
Well, you know, the old Takakas and, you know, the Schlemiels that were in Miami, they flew us, they actually drove us over in a very beautiful town car, and they gave me a little funny award, you know, for the Miss Congeniality for the Jewish Women's Federation. It was very sweet.
All right. How, you married, Babin? Hello?
Oh, Tim, you shouldn't.
Oh, it's funny if she's married.
I know what this means. Estelle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. I guess you can never ask.
He was a great man, wasn't he?
God rest his soul.
Well,
of course. And he is at rest. He is at rest.
He is at peace.
Okay.
I'm sure he was. What was his first name?
Seymour.
All right. Seymour Siegel.
Oh, God bless him. Can you often visit him? Is he nearby? Is he nearby the development? Or?
Well, unless I plan on, you know, taking some cyanide in my Chilean sea baffling cuisine, I don't plan on visiting him anytime soon.
But how's the link cuisine? You're still on the frozen meals, huh?
They're okay. I used to do the, my grandson used to send me the coupons for the Budget Gourmet, but they have way too much sodium. So I switched to the lean cuisine, which I think is just as much sodium. My fingers get very fat after I eat it, but so far so good.
You know? Can I ask, in this picture, we're talking to Estelle Siegel.
Things and get better every moment with this young lady.
She's competing with Miriam Brandis on our web poll at conwayandwhitman.com. Who would you rather take to Hawaii? And there's a picture which was taken at some sort of a Jewish banquet that you described, Estelle. Forgive me for not remembering the details. But in the picture, and by the way, the voting is very, very close. You guys are really running neck and neck. So you should tell your friend Miriam that no one's walking away with this. I mean, this is a dead heat.
Help me, please.
It's a 51% for you, Estelle, and 49% for Miriam, with well over 400 votes cast. Are you both wearing leather, or you're wearing a sweater? But what I like about Miriam, and I have to say what I liked about Miriam when I must admit, voted for her, I liked the leather jacket.
Okay.
All right. Now, are you willing to go to Hawaii with one of our listeners, if we can set you up?
Well, I've never been to Hawaii, but during the war, I had an opportunity to go, but ended up having my son, so...
All right.
I was not able to go at the time, so I would go now, of course.
All right. Now, I also read here that you've had a hip replaced in both knees.
Yes, I'm a bionic.
Okay, you're bionic. Now, did Seymour serve in the war?
He did. He did. He served in the infantry. He was a very decorated soldier.
All right. Now, we tried to get a hold of you early. We wanted to do this at 8 o'clock, which is, 11 o'clock your time. But you were at bingo?
Bingo. I won $42.
Good for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, was Miriam there? Were you competing with Miriam? Do you see her? Is she like your best friend? You live in the same development?
We do. We live in the same I call it a retirement community. It's okay, but Mr. Wilson, you can call it a retirement community.
It's Whitman.
Oh, excuse me.
I want to take some calls here for you. Adrian in Washington, you're on 97.1 Free FM. The lovely Estelle Siegel's with us.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Estelle?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, good to hear you. I gotta say though, I ended up voting for Miriam.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, it's well for me personally, just because she's got the streaks in the hair and the glasses and that does it for me. But honestly, she looks like she'd be able to handle the sun a little bit more. I'm actually originally from Hawaii, so I'm kind of leaning that way too.
Oh, good for you, dear. She'll be very happy.
Yeah, we'll see who wins. Good luck to you.
All right, thanks, Adrian. All right, there he goes,
well,
everybody.
Well, that's got to be. Now, can I ask you, Estelle, a very sensitive question? You can answer it on Miriam's behalf if you'd like, but it's a very sensitive question.
Okay.
Obviously, well, how long ago, if I might ask, this is not the question, but how long ago did Seymour pass?
18 years ago in the spring.
Oh, 18 years ago. Okay. Has it been 18 years since you dated a man?
Let's put it this way. If I'm talking to the cancer or Rabbi Silbershear, I'd say yes. But between you and me, Mr. Wilson, it has not been that long since I have had the company of a gentleman.
Okay. And it's Whitman, by the way. It's not Wilson.
Oh, excuse me. Oh.
No, it's okay. It's Whitman, like Walt Whitman
Mm-hmm. What'd you have for supper tonight? It was the Lean Cuisine, huh?
I had the nutty rice and the chili salad.
Oh.
It had a nutty crunch. It was crunchy, but not too crunchy. So if anybody is interested in finding a new Lean Cuisine, I would recommend the nutty rice and the chili salad.
All right, baby. All right, Estelle Siegel is with us. Also, her friend Miriam Brand is. There's a web poll going on right now. Which one of these lovely ladies would you like to take to Hawaii, man? And it looks like right now Miriam is up by about 10 votes.
Is that right?
How's it pressing for you, Estelle?
Is it because of... I'm giving a bad interview? Or?
No, you're doing really well. I'll tell you what. My partner is right. I see a difference of 13 votes. But with more than with well over 500 votes cast, it could go either way. It's still statistically a dead heat, 51% to 49%. As they say on election night, this one is too close to call.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You sound like a smoker. You smoke the cigarettes still?
No. I used to smoke, but I gave that up about 24 years ago.
You enjoy a drink every now and then?
Oh, I love a nice scotch, a nice, smooth scotch. I have a favorite, I can't remember, they just started selling it here in the States. My nephew did a summer abroad in Ireland, brought me back this beautiful, beautiful scotch.
Oh, boy.
But the name escapes me, I want to say it's something like a Smith Wick.
Okay.
Now, may I ask, Estelle, and forgive me if this got past me earlier in the interview, what city in Florida do you live in?
Well, I'm currently in Boca Raton. It means rat mouth.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
But to go to the banquet that you and Miriam, we see your photo here at ConwayandWhitman.com. This was not taken in Boca. This was taken in another part of the state.
Oh, I don't remember, darling.
Now, I also hear that you sing, too. You got a talent for that. Is that correct?
I don't know. Maybe my grandson told you that. I haven't sung in so long.
All right. Can you belt anything else out for us?
Okay. Well, you got me off guard. Remember, it's very late.
Right. You know that song, See the Pyramids Along the Nile?
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
I have a favorite.
That you used to sing with Seymour or something.
It was a little more current, a little more contemporary.
All right.
I don't know if this is too, you know, jumpy or whatever you kids say for you kids today, but I can.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Oh, Bumbo. All right, Estelle.
I'm sorry, Estelle. Is there a second verse to that, or is that?
Oh, I can sing a little more. I just didn't know. Okay. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. You're my L-O-V-E.
Wow.
That is terrific.
Sensational, man.
You are a hot, absolutely adore that
young
song.
Cookie, man.
God bless you, Estelle. That's sweet.
And can I ask how old you are?
If you must, I am 78 years young.
Oh, you sound like you're like 30.
And how old is your friend Miriam here in the picture?
She would kill me.
Well, is she older or younger than you? That might affect...
Let's put it this way. She's not quite where I am yet, but she would just kill me.
All right. So that might help the voting then. Miriam, if guys like him younger, we seem to have Miriam, who's catching up, by the way. Estelle, now, you have...
Kicking ass.
Estelle, you're 4 votes ahead, but it is a dead lock, 50-50% to 50%.
Ow. I'd love to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Did you ever go with Seymour?
Never made it.
Nope. All right, Estelle, we thank you for coming on, baby.
Thank you, Geigers. Good night.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Bye bye, sweetie.
All right, there she goes, man. That web poll. Who would you like to take to Hawaii? Two lovely ladies. Estelle Siegel and Miriam Brandis.
Yeah, they're both very nice ladies. Or at least Estelle is. I haven't spoken with Miriam, but
oh, Bubba.
Well, it's gonna
You know what? If you stay in the game long enough,
that is what happens.
That's who you go to Hawaii with.
Right, that's great. If you hang around long enough, you go to Hawaii with her.
It is a unwinnable war, gang.
I think your phone's ringing, Tim.
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. According to this map here, I'm looking at KBC's website. Santa Clarita is getting their ass kicked right now by a major storm.
Yeah, you're looking at the Doppler 7000?
Yeah, the live mega Doppler 7000,
now,
HD.
The original Doppler 7000 was replaced by the mega Doppler?
Mega Doppler 7000 HD.
All right.
Yeah. And it really is a great website for all of...
your weather needs.
All your weather needs, man. But this storm is continuing to kick ass in Southern California. It looks like
if you have a weather need.
Yes.
I want
South Los Angeles, Anaheim, they're doing okay.
Okay.
But,
how are we going to do in the valley tonight, Tim?
Well, in the valley right now, you said a strong cell come through that valley over the last about half hour.
Whoa.
I tried to call my wife, but our phone, every time it rains, our phone F's up.
Really?
Yeah.
In 2008?
2008. Well, my house wasn't built in 2008.
Well, I understand that, but it's 2008, and your phone, you've got contemporary phone service. You use contemporary phones, don't you?
Yeah. I thought we did.
I said it.
But in Northridge right now, they're getting their ass kicked, too, by a strong cell.
I heard.
It's going to go right over that hill and pop Santa Clarita. So if you're going in that area on the 5 freeway right now, as you get on, as the 405 and the 5 come together, that area is going to get hit, and all the way up the 5 is going to be a disaster for about 10 miles. So.
The John and Jeff show is coming up at 11 o'clock. I just saw John in the hallway, and I said, John, what's it? I know it's windy and cold outside because I stepped outside for a moment. I said, but is it still raining? And he said, it's not raining right now, but, you know, it rains in intervals, and when it rains, it really rains. Like, it could rain in 5 minutes, and it can be a real hard driving rain, and then the rain stops, and it stops for 20 minutes. So.
It's supposed to rain till Monday.
Wow.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, man.
Going to make the whole rainy weekend.
Yeah, it should be a great time. All right, we'd like to thank a guy who put some shirts together for us, FSP Designs.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, he put together some shirts. He gave my daughter a shirt that says, oh, Babu. And I got one as well. Whitman, you got yourself a shirt, didn't you?
I did, yes. A nice shirt. I don't know that I'll wear it. I think I'll keep it as more a keepsake because it's...
Yeah, I think his website is fspdesigns.com.
The guy makes unbelievable shirts. I mean, and the graphics are great. He made me a Lycus Man shirt.
Is that right?
You know, based on the... Lycus Man cartoon that we all created together.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you very much for that. And
he gave one for Gina, which is like a little T-shirt that Gina would wear when she was, you know, probably with her not boyfriend.
What does it say on your shirt?
Well, it's a quote. It says this.
What does it say?
Jerry, when Gina was on acid that time, headphones would be
Gina,
good during the show.
Gina, is your mic on?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
God, Jerry.
What does your shirt say?
What do I do?
It's on. But just leave headphones on.
It says, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
Right, which, of course, is based on...
Why do you
on,
hate that so much?
Well, because I think it's played off.
Because you were on acid when you did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not one of those memories that you want to, like, bring up.
Yeah, but the guy who makes the shirts, he was really drawn
He's
to it.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, and he heard it. You know, he's heard it
oh
on the...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
Jerry, what were you doing in there with your headphones off, dude? It's like on vacation?
I was still trying to figure out that whole EAS thing. Because I got a warning that I've never seen before, and it's not even in the operations manual here.
Oh, Bob. So is it a Marine?
Mini crisis. It was like a Marine warning.
All right, well, we'll just mention it. There's
well,
a Marine...
I already forwarded it.
Well, what a-hole is on a boat right now? What a-hole is on a sailboat?
Are we in danger, Jerry?
Well, there's people that live in, I guess there's people that live by, like, the marinas.
And are we
yeah,
in
danger? Yeah, well, guess what? Yeah. It's going to rain on you.
Is the city,
don't live there.
Is the city of Los Angeles in danger of being overcome, consumed
How should
by,
I know?
By
no,
water, Jerry?
Not.
That's for the EAS to, that's for the emergency alert system to
right.
decide.
It's just rain.
But if you were asked, Jerry, because you, I mean, you're a thinking man, if you were asked to take a stab at that one, do you think it's likely that we're close to the entire city being overtaken, consumed by water? Do you think we're close to that
I would
point?
Say, my best estimation, yes, because I've never seen this kind of warning is it
apocalypse.
Signifies the end times.
But yeah, there is a Marine warning. I heard it today on I was listening to The Wave this morning, and I heard it on The Wave.
94.7 The Wave.
And I thought to myself the same thing. What a-hole is tooling around the Santa Monica Bay in a boat right now? And you know what? If they are, their chances are they're not listening to the radio, and it's really windy and it's really rainy. So if you put yourself in a position where you go out on a boat
right.
on a day like today, then you deserve anything that comes
well,
to you.
Well, of course, we don't want anything bad to happen to anyone. When you were
You're an idiot.
When you were listening to The Wave this morning, did you hear our buddy who used to do the overnight show on The Wave? He's a caller now to our show, but he used to be on The Wave.
That's Cynthia Red on 94.7 The Wave.
Oh, yeah.
94.7
Jerry said that clip sometimes gives him a boner. Isn't that weird?
Well, that's why sometimes you notice he plays it again. Like he'll play it. Like yeah. we
that's
ask him.
Be red on 94.7 The Wave.
All right, gang. John and Jeff are coming up. We'll chat with those two fellas. Guy brought me a gift tonight.
He's a nice guy, Jeff C.
Brought me a 6-pack of Smithix.
Smithix.
Yeah. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Listen to the fear that's gone.
I'll have a Smithix.